Sorry.
Are we ready to go?
Wait, here's the chair.
I'm the chair this time. We're on, okay.
And I'm helping.
Thank you. Okay, we're back into order after a brief recess to take a look at some amendments to the bill. We are working on ONCA 1753. Congressman Shaw is the sponsor, and the chair would entertain any motions for amendment. Congressman Shaw, I'll recognize you.
I'd like to move to amend 1753 with the following. Page 1, line 16, strike $238,000 and insert $125,000.
Are you going to make this all as one amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
$125,000.
Okay.
I just have them two separate pages. They're all part of the same amendment. So this is going to 125.
Yes, sir.
Actually, we need to do a 25 is either. And is there a way to do that, or should I specify that as well?
Yeah, after you get through doing it, just say adjust totals accordingly, and the totals will get adjusted.
Okay, including this amount?
Yes.
Okay, adjust totals accordingly.
Make your all of the stuff.
I'll do the rest of it.
Yeah, all of the
okay,
stuff.
Okay, page 2, line 61 through 62. I put strike all. That's these two lines here.
Okay. Okay.
Line 66.5. Strike 68,000 and insert 32,000.
Okay.
Line 67.5. Strike 55,000. We could put strike all.
Okay.
And then line 73, strike 238,000 and insert 125,000.
I think you missed one, Dr. Shaw.
Yes, you did. Did
line
you?
Line 63 and a half.
Oh, I've got it. Well, it's 61 through 62 and 63 and a half.
Okay.
Right, sorry, you're right. I didn't mention that. I have it on the sheet here.
You have it on the sheet?
Yes.
And then did you say and adjust totals accordingly?
And adjust totals accordingly.
So
thank you.
So throughout the on the little frame of that, you have stricken cultural center at 15,000, lot acquisition at 7,000, First National Bank building you've reduced to 32.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
10th Street property you have stricken completely.
Correct.
And everything else remains the same, and your total on that bill now is 125,000. Is there a second on that amendment? Adjust totals accordingly. Is there a second on that amendment?
Second.
I have a second. Is there discussion to that amendment?
No.
Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment say yes.
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 Any opposed to the amendment? No opposed. The amendment passes. Are there any more things that we would like to do to this bill, Congressman Tillman?
I have some amendments to ONC, is this A?
It is.
ONCA 17-53, and if I duplicate some, Dr. Shaw had then my apologies, but I'll just go through one at a time if that's okay.
Okay, we'll take a look at what you have there, because now those lines have been amended that he's talked about already. The bill stands amended right now.
Okay. But what I had is page 1, or is it page 2? Page 2.
Sorry.
Page 2, line 62, strike the line. Page 2, line 63, strike the line.
We've already done all of that.
Page 2, line 67, strike the line.
Okay, that would be the only thing that...
Which line do you actually mean? It's on the line.
It's halved, so...
Both of them.
Superintendent's house and the First National Bank building?
Yes.
You're wanting to strike out the 10 on the superintendent's house and the 68,000 on the First National Bank building.
Okay. Yes.
You're going to need to modify your... you're either going to have to strike out what's already been done on there.
Right.
Well, he can, he can swipe it.
Right, strike out what's already been done, because right now, you're, what you're wanting to amend is you're wanting to line 64 and 65, the superintendent's house, and 66 and a half, the First National Bank. You want to strike all of that out too?
Yes.
Okay, so leave those in there.
Okay. Which one?
Okay. You don't need to have that one in there.
Here?
Mm-hmm, strike that, just, yeah, line that out. Okay, page 2, line 64, where is that?
That is the superintendent's house.
Okay, so strike that.
Strike that out.
Mm-hmm, where's line 62? Strike that out. Okay, page 1, line 67, First National Bank building.
Yes, yes.
You want to keep that. Page 1, line 69, Black Gold Restaurant, you want to take that out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Page 1, line 71, 70. You want to take that out?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you should have left this one in. I'm sorry, that'd be my fault. 63, because you want the...
263, lot acquisition. Yes.
Well, to me, it seems like you've left, taking the First National Bank and the 10th Street. No, I'm confused at what you want to do. Tell me what you want out of there.
What I wanted to keep is the Hominy property acquisition and demolition, Hominy Wheeler playground equipment,
right,
and the fire alarm system. Everything else I've struck out.
Okay. I think we need to... So you're striking line 61 through
71. Yes.
And adjust totals accordingly.
And adjust
totals. But he had them in individual amendments.
Who amended the bill before the particular?
That was my opinion.
Okay. How should we handle that, Madam Clerk? He wants to amend out lines 61 through line 71. We've already amended the bill once. Is that, would that be a good amendment for him to make?
Well, at this point, lines 61 and 62 have already been struck.
Mm-hmm. So
63 through 71.
So 63 through 71 would be
struck. 63 has already been stricken too.
Mm-hmm.
64.
63.
Is that the Husker lot?
And the other one was reduced.
Husker lot's out of there too.
So 64 through 71 with the adjustment to the First National Bank being 32 to zero. From 32 down to zero.
Do you want him to write that again, rewrite that? So it won't be confusing.
64 through 71.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to strike 64.
Strike it and adjust totals accordingly. I didn't do that. Is there a second to that motion to amend?
Second.
You can't second.
You can only move.
You can only move.
I'm making, withdraw your motion and not make the motion, Jeff.
Withdraw one motion.
I make the same motion.
She makes the motion. Do you second her motion?
Yes.
I'll discuss it with us really quickly.
You made the motion as a group motion and not as individual lines?
Right.
Aston.
He's retained the Hominy, the two Hominy expenditures and the fire alarm expenditure.
Okay.
And that's all he's maintained in this whole bill.
I modified the motion to break out the lines and the vote by line. In other words.
Well, then you need to write it.
Well, he had it written, but. No.
Well, his did not stand because his amendments weren't relevant anymore because it had already been amended.
So it starts, so where it starts is at 64, 5 and a half, or is that considered 65? Or is that considered 64 and a half?
We do.
Okay. We're getting ready to lose our quorum. So we can either move to postpone this, or we can move to move it.
What number is the superintendent's house? Is that 64 and a half? Is that what y'all are calling it?
Yes.
Yes.
Page one, line 64 and a half, strike the line. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to strike the superintendent's house. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion, but say yes.
Yes.
All opposed to the motion, say no.
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 Okay. There was, please show that there was one yes and three no's.
Move to strike line 66 and a half, FNB building, highest and best use study. That says 68,000, that's already been changed?
It's been changed to 32, yes.
Move to strike the line.
What line is that again?
66 and a half. Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Have a motion and a second, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed to the motion, say no.
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 Show one yes and three no's, please, on that voice vote.
Has the Black Gold restaurant demolition been?
It's still in there.
It's still in there, all 10,000.
Is that 68 or 69?
68 and a half.
Page one, line 68 and a half, strike the line.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to strike the line at 68 and a half. All those in favor?
Wait, discussion?
Yeah, discussion.
Put my hand raised.
I'm calling on you.
You're calling on me?
I'm calling on you.
Okay. You know, this is that we didn't know we were buying. We weren't asked if we were buying. Congress had no say. And for some reason, we took on the Black Gold restaurant. When we purchased the First National Bank building, we could have donated this and taken the write-off. And then we can still donate this and take the write-off. But to have to spend $10,000, well, what they projected is $10,000 for demolition is irresponsible, in my opinion.
Assistant Chief?
I think we should donate it.
Tribal nations do not get write-offs because we don't pay taxes.
Well, then we don't have to... Then we still, I said we can donate it. How about that? Then we don't incur the $10,000 liability.
Congressman Shaw.
Briefly, when the First National Bank building was bought, which this became part of the purchase, the Capital Asset Improvement Act had not been revised. And so there had been plans to spend leftover monies from other projects on this as the law allowed at the time. I realize that the Congress did not consult at all in acquiring either one of these properties, but the law did not require that at the time. Maybe it would have been nice or what have you, but nonetheless, the law did not require it. Now that the law has been changed, they are obligated to come ask because they're following the law. So that's why it's before us right now, or they wouldn't have, if we had to change the law, they wouldn't have had to ask, and we just would have done it. So I think they're following the law and trying to ask us to consider this project. It still got merits regardless of whether we were consulted previously or not, for it to be a liability to the nation sitting over there in its current condition.
Question again.
Congresswoman Edwards, and then we're going to call for the vote.
Has anybody explored donating that property? Particularly the people that made the decision to buy the property.
Congressman, Assistant Chief.
No, I think we gave away enough property back in the 20s and 30s.
Well, I'm going to make a comment here, too. I might support this because $10,000 to demo it, plus whatever the cost of it was to purchase it, I don't know that we'll ever get that investment back out of it, and we're just pouring $10,000 more into it. So I could probably be persuaded to vote yes on this, and But there's no way I can compel the executive branch to donate it to anybody, so I'm still split on this. Let's have a roll call. Any more discussion? Have a roll call vote, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Maker? No, I'm sorry.
We're about to lose a quorum.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No. No, wait. I wanted to say
I'm
yes.
I'm sorry, you're acting as chair. I don't have to.
Okay.
And Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
I'll vote yes for that one, but the vote fails and the amendment fails.
Nice.
You like that one? Last one?
Page one, line 70 and a half, strike the line.
70 and a half, strike the line. I have a second from Congressman Tillman.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion to this one?
I have a discussion.
Congressman, you're not a congressman today. Assistant Chief.
Thank you. This is $5,000 to do a small tune-up on the electrical system on a building that might bring 5 jobs to Hominy, or more, maybe less. But this building's this is a good industrial building. And that seems a terribly small price to pay to open up a 6,000 square foot, fairly modern industrial structure with truck bays and all of that, and do something with it besides a storage building.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Congresswoman Everett, I'll let you have the last word, and then we're going to take the vote.
I show that in the Government Operations Division, we appropriated $1,021,901 in projected revenue that was going to be earned by the industrial park. And to date, the actual revenue realized is $306,101, leaving a shortfall of $715,800 for the year. Granted, that's a five months out of the year, but that doesn't equate with 5/12.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Is there any more discussion to this amendment? Voice vote, please.
Roll call.
Yeah, roll call. Excuse me. That's you. That's all I meant. Vote with your voices, not with your eyes.
Congresswoman Pratt? No. Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman White?
No. Okay, the amendment failed. Now
I've got one more amendment.
Which one?
Mine.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page one, line 55, tribal.
Page two, actually.
Page two, line 55, and tribal. Reduce the tribal amount by $18,000. And page one, line 55 and a half, insert federal $18,000.
Second discussion.
Accompanying this is going to be a motion by me to request that the Supreme Court Justice prepare a budget for tribal court one-time funding, which will be awarded if we get our tribal court assessment online, could be awarded as soon as the end of the month. We're going to be in an issue if we don't appropriate these funds based on a reasonable request, that we're going to come back for a special session to award one-time funding if we get it. I feel confident that we will get that one-time funding, and we need to figure out what that one-time funding is going to be. If that's going to be in appropriations, then so be it. But you're putting yourself in a position without projecting it, and that's what we've been doing today, that you're going to have to come back and appropriate it. So based on my knowledge of how you get awarded one-time funding, I think you can include that federal revenue in the budget.
Any more discussion of the motion? All in favor of the motion, say yes. Any opposed to the motion, say no.
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 There was no yes vote, so I'm assuming that's all no.
Don't call us into a special session for this, because I've been telling you, it'll happen.
Congresswoman Pratt, Speaker Pratt.
I move to report Bill ONC 1753 to Congress with a unanimous recommendation.
Second.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
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 Are there any opposed to the motion?
No.
I should show Congressman Tillman as a no vote.
I have a motion.
Have this one written down, please. Thank you, ma'am.
So sorry I let it get that one for you.
It's okay.
It's really not.
I got it.
Okay, it's all around.
Kind of.
What's your motion, Congresswoman Edwards?
I request the chair write the Supreme Court Justice and request that she prepare a budget for tribal court one-time funding projects, including the fire alarm system at $18,000, to be submitted by the appropriations chair to the appropriations chair on or before April 12th.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
The one-time funding request requires a budget, and we don't have that budget yet, but if we'll get that budget, you'll hear next week from the TJS representative that when you turn that budget in, it's a pretty short turnaround on getting the funding. But we have to have a budget in order to work from, and I think it's appropriate for the Supreme Court Justice to initially prepare that budget.
Let me ask a question. So does that have to be from the Supreme Court Justice, or could it be from our Tribal Works Department, since it's a structure on our campus that needs tending to, that just so happens to be our court building?
No, building projects are not allowed. Security, things like this are. But no, it's almost always, it either come from the Supreme Court judge or the governing body. It doesn't come from sub.
Okay, all right. RJ?
I would.
Congressman Walker?
If I were on this committee, I would vote no for that. I think an email to the Supreme Court Justice asking a question about this would be more appropriate rather than the Appropriations Committee requesting the Supreme Court Justice do something like prepare a budget and those types of things. That's just my opinion based on my experience dealing with the courts.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I don't necessarily feel that's necessary too, because I plan on getting with the clerk of the courts prior to the meeting next week, since I have that resolution and I can have this discussion with them.
And as the speaker, you'll ask them about this?
So. Mm-hmm. And as the sponsor of the resolution, asking for the court assessment and the one-time funding, I will do that.
Okay. Is there any more discussion to the motion? So all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
So that there's one yes vote on that. And we say it all opposed, say no.
No.
No. Three opposed. Motion fails. Motion to adjourn. Second. We're adjourned.
No. Seriously? Please.
Numb after that long.
Right.
Talk.
Discussion of appropriation priorities. We still didn't get there.
Hey, thanks for taking the chair all the way home.
I'm sorry.
I know. I was like, what's going on in here? I walked in. There was no Jim Norris, so there really wasn't a quorum. And then you were talking on.